Delighted to be joined online by Dermot Sullivan, the Paddy Power GAA ambassador. Dermot, welcome to the Big Red Bench.
Hi, Ciarán. How's it going?
Big, massive game for Cork against Tip and Páirc Uí Chaoimh on the 12th of May. Cork maybe not having the league they would have wanted. Tip a bit stuttery under new manager Liam Sheedy. How would you see it going?
Look, you're right. Cork were patchy enough throughout the league, but, you know, again, without bringing back up all covering all ground, you know, they were up to find strength and depth in their squad. So, you know, you can excuse some of their performances, maybe. Tipperary's form was not much better, to be honest with you. So, look, throw the league form out the window. This is probably one of the oldest rivalries in the game of hurling. It's raw. It's probably unapologetic. Like, there are a couple of words you could probably use to describe it. And that's what it's going to be on the 12th. Cork Tipperary down the park in the Munster World Championship game. You know, it's not for the faint-hearted.
What do you think of Liam Sheedy going back into Tip? Is it working so far, or is it just they're trying to find their feet?
Look, I suppose, there's going to be a transition for a while. You know, new manager Queen, obviously, Liam is in there, he's brought in name and O'Shea to do bits and pieces for him. Like, there's a change over there, right? So, but if you're a Tipperary man, right, and you've come in there as a manager, given the opportunity again after bringing to All-Ireland success, where would you want to start your campaign?
Yeah.
It's a red rag to a bull from. They're going to Cork to play Cork in a Munster Senior Hurling Championship game. I don't think they could have asked for a better game to start with, so, you know, Cork will really, really need to be on guard, regardless of the foreign Tipperary have shown. That's gone out the window now. Cork really need to protect themselves and be very, very clever on the 12th.
Like you said, red rag to a bull, I suppose, and Tip coming down to Cork. And the Cork Munster champions, there's no better place to beat them, I suppose.
Well, like, any Tipperary man with that under the left hit, should we say, coming to Cork, will relish this opportunity, relish a chance. So it's going to be a massive, massive game to start the summer.
Yeah, last year, obviously, very exciting. Munster Championship, the new format, game after game. We'd be expecting the same this year.
Oh, wouldn't we love it? Wouldn't we actually? Like, as hurling people, wouldn't we love a summer of hurling that we got last year? Can players meet our expectations? We're all hoping they can, you know. That's not just the Cork or Tipperary game. That's Clare, that's the Limerick, that's the Waterford, that's the Galway, that's Kilkenny. We need these players to excite and light up the championship from the early stages, so it'll keep us enthralled throughout the summer, because as we know, the summer, the period is shortening, and we're getting less time to see these players. We're seeing them over a shorter space of time, so let's enjoy them while they're out there.
Yeah. Cork had a big problem last year with losing leads and teams coming back. Do you think that was rectified over the league? I know Championship's a different ball game, but obviously you have to work on things during the league as well.
Yeah, look, I think it's something to be aware of. You know, John and his team will be clever enough to sit down and review and see how these games are getting away from them. So they'll have contingency plans in place that if Cork are lucky enough maybe to build a lead, and, you know, they'll have plans in place to try and protect that lead while still winning the game in a comfortable manner. You know, you're trying to defend and attack and win the game all, you know, trying to find that balance, I suppose, is going to be key.
Yeah, anyone impressed you so far in the league campaign for Cork?
No, I suppose, look, there was a lot of hurling fits and starts.
Yeah.
You know, you could pick out a few, but I suppose, look, the most encouraging factor for me over the last number of weeks is we know there's been a lot of, you know, the first round of the club hurling championships have been played. And if you look particularly at the guys you'd expect to start in the Cork forward line Sunday, they were all very dominant for their clubs. They were all prominent. They were all putting up big scores. That's a huge plus. Whereas guys you'd be expecting to be defending in the defence, you'd read reports of the game, all excel in their respective positions and for their respective clubs. So, look, that's a positive. That's championship hurling. That's a pace where they probably have to still come up 20-25% on the 12th, but at least we know there's form there. Guys are re-energised. They've put in massive performances for their club, and hopefully they can come as a collective in the 12th and put in a big shift against Tipperary.
Yeah, two new lads on the panel, or they're after being brought into the panel by John Myler, Chris and Niall O'Leary, both playing well with UC. Chris coming to the fore for UCC a number of times in the Fitzgibbon, and playing well for Valleys last week as well.
Yeah, a good player. Look, I think I earmarked him too during the latter stages or the early stages of the league. I think we had a conversation. What do I think Chris out there has a lot to offer. The guy is 6'4". His hurling for a big man is exceptional. He definitely has something to offer the squad. You know, there's a solidity about him, and as you said, he's very comfortable on the ball. Niall O'Leary, funny enough, I had him under 16 when I was with development squads. Good lad, prominent for McKinley over the last number of years. So look, these are young lads willing to hurl who've the capabilities of pushing on to the next level. So let's see where they go.
Yeah, one man who's going to be back, Seamus Harnedy, obviously important to have your captain there. I'm sure, look, they're all captains in their own right, and you know, but Seamus Harnedy is the man with the armband per se. It's good to have him back.
Absolutely. Look, you want your best players on the biggest day, and if you ask me, Seamus Harnedy's up there probably in the top 5 hurlers in the country. You want your best players on the biggest days, regardless whether he's captain or not. What he brings to the Cork team, you know, it's in the role he's asked to play. He's a special type of player. And again, look, if Cork are to have a big summer and a big year, they'd be looking to Seamus week in, week out to put in big performance. So, yes, it's important to have him, but you know, he's only an individual who'll be part of a big collective effort down the park.
Yeah, one man who knows Seamus well enough, I suppose, Kilkenny man Sean Clare. He's down to referee the game again. He's been not fast track, but he is going up the referee ladder, and you could see him refereeing All Ireland final soon. But
he has been pushed up. But look, just you know, in relation to that, Seamus knows he was wrong. You know, as they say, the dogs in the street know what he did was wrong. Yeah, so yeah. Seamus accepted his punishment. It's a red card offence. Look, everyone knows the rules. Everyone's aware of them. We might not all agree with him at times as well, you know.
Yeah.
But, look, it was a red card offence. It's dealt with. It's put away. You know, I believe if Cork get a good run, Seamus will end up probably in the top 3 hurlers. Now, he'd like to put him in the top 5 at the moment. He'd be in the top 2 or 3 hurlers by the time this championship is over.
One thing that was a big talking point during the league, actually I think it was one of the first games in the league, was the pitch in Parky Cueve, that it was dug up so badly during that doubleheader, the match against Wexford, I think it was. Now they've been doing remedial work on it. I don't know if you've seen it in the meantime, but Tracy Kennedy's come out and said, very happy with it, people have tested it, it looks good, but that's obviously, well, whether it's concerning or not, I don't know, but we don't want it to be a talking point again, I imagine.
No, definitely not. Look, once the issue was raised a head a while ago, it was important to give these people the opportunity to sign to go in and get this thing right. Look, there's been assurances made that, you know, they have it in good health, so fair play to them. And look, as you said, let's not make it a talking point. If it does win the tear up, let's hope we get a brilliant spectacle and we won't have to talk about it.
Yeah, so, like, can you call it? I know it's hard to call these, but
It is hard to call because obviously it's the first day out, right? But look, as I said, it's a Cork-Tipperary rivalry. Cork and Munster champions, Tipperary coming to Cork. Cork will look to build on last year. They need to get out of Munster. Obviously, first will be by the champions route, but by the Munster final route or finish in third position, you know, they need to get out of Munster to take that extra step. So look, looking at the form of the Cork forwards over the last couple of weeks in the championship, I would expect that Cork will win the game.
Yeah, well, you heard it here first. We're expecting an exciting game to kick off the Munster Senior Ireland Championship in Parky Cueve. So, Dermot O'Sullivan, Paddy Power GA Ambassador, thanks very much for joining us on the bench.
No, Eric, you're on. Thank you. Anytime.